He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the January 14th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Hey, what would we do without a triple-digit day? That seems to be the theme of 2015. I believe almost every day this year since we turned the calendar has been a triple-digit day one way or the other. Mostly down days. I think there's been two or three big up days. And earlier this week, we had a big up day, which turned into a big down day before it was all over. So volatility coming back to the market, something to definitely take note of, and something we'll take into consideration when we write this week's newsletter. We have the Dow down 194 right now at 17,419, although it has firmed up quite a bit since the futures this morning, since the open this morning. The NASDAQ especially has improved significantly since the market opened. The S&P 500 is down 13.7 right now. That's down 0.7%. The S&P 500 sits at 2009. The NASDAQ, which was down 40 earlier, is now down 14 at 4,647. It's down 0.3%. We have crude oil, which has been one of the other big stories here of 2015, and also the last quarter of 2014, plunging all the way from 109 clear down to $45.98 today. Over the last 4 months, we're up actually a little bit today at 45.98. Can it hold 45? That is where we're at now. The gold market's up a little. Gold continues to catch a bid, 12.37, and the 10-year yield is at, believe it or not, 1.83%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in a beautiful San Diego. What a beautiful day today. I don't know how it is where you're at, but we've woken up to just a gorgeous day here, just a very light breeze chopping up the water just ever so slightly, just showing a ripple on the bay and on the Pacific Ocean. We're in presidential season now. It is the winter meetings in San Diego. We had the winter meetings of baseball right across the street from where I live, and being a lifelong baseball fan, you better believe I was a fly on the wall over there, roaming the lobbies and the breakout rooms and all kinds of things, just kind of looking on, pretending like I was part of the press. And now we're having the winter RNC. The Republicans are here in San Diego, having their winter meetings. I can see why they pick San Diego to have their winter meetings. This beautiful weather for the RNC winter meetings, and who knows, maybe we'll see Huckabee walking around, or Jeb, or Mitt, or one of them. We'll see. We kind of live in the center of it all down here in San Diego, and our office is right in the center of it all. So I'll be reporting to you if I see anything, any cloakroom deals being made. Well, retail sales. You know, this is a big surprise. It really is. Because with the drop in gasoline, the drop in oil, more money in the consumer's pocket, and yet we get a lousy retail sales print this week. And we'll be taking that into account in this week's newsletter as we continue to look for signs that the 5.5-year, almost 6-year-old bull market is coming to an end. I can't say that one bad retail print is the end of it, but we'll definitely take that into account. Minus 0.9%, that was not expected. Minus 0.1% was expected. But it probably is not as bad as it sounds when you take into account, hey, gas stations, their sales have gone way down in the form of gasoline. But I think they're selling more Monster beverages and other Constellation brand six-packs and whatnot. So You know, I don't know that it's all that bad, but it is a surprise. One would have expected, you know, this thesis of money ending up in the consumer's pocket, at least with this latest retail sales report, doesn't seem to indicate that. So something to take into account. And we had some earnings still coming in. We're just getting started in earnings season. Couple of big banks reporting earnings today, which are reporting earnings this week, which we'll get to here in a bit. The slide in retail sales during December was impacted by weakness with the electronics stores. All right, that's the Best Buys of the world. There was weakness there. People not buying electronics. Seems like we've got all the electronics we need right now. I mean, I've got my flat screen. I've got my my smartphone. I've got my Bluetooth speakers. What else do I need? I could live on a deserted island with just those three things and a few coconuts, I suppose, and some water. But that's one of the areas that was light. And also garden materials, building materials and gardening, mostly Home Depot and Lowe's. Well, they've had a heck of a run, those stocks have. And, you know, I mean, the weather in December, really, are you going to start a garden mid-December with the weather we had in December? I don't know. Are you going to start a building project? Are you going to put in a new fence or a new slab out back or a new barbecue? Probably not in December. So I don't think it's that big of a thing. The good news for the retail sector were the restaurants, which I've been on top of. I've been telling you about these restaurant stocks. The Jack in the Boxes of the world, the Cracker Barrels, the Texas Roadhouse, the Wendy's, the Sonic Burgers. They continue to do very well. They had a very good month. That seems to be the course of least resistance for that extra money in consumers' pockets to go to. Sharp drop in oil prices. Well, here's what Jamie Dimon at J.P. Morgan had to say about it. He says, it doesn't concern me that much. While certain companies and real estate in oil boom areas will get hurt, the overall effect on the economy will be mixed as falling oil prices puts more money in consumers' pockets. So Diamond agrees with me, although that didn't show up in this latest retail sales report. He says banks with heavy exposure to energy will take lumps. Well, who are those? Maybe some of the Texas banks down there. But J.P. Morgan has the size and diversity to shrug things off. One other thing Diamond said, this is disturbing to me. He says that banks are under assault. He says we have five or six regulators coming at us on every single issue. Now, you know, that's not a good thing. Overregulation is not a good thing. Who's going to start a business and create a job if they're worried about regulators breathing down their necks? And I'm in a business that's heavily regulated, if anybody should be worried. And I've been had the regulators here. They come on a regular basis. Regulators do. That's their job. But I think, you know, there's a happy medium between being honest and running a good, clean business and having regulators looking for you to cross the T or dot an I wrong, and at least Jamie Dimon is concerned about that, and I thought I would bring that to your attention. Lastly, well, two things. The home builders. You know, they showed up last week for the first time in a long time as one of the leading sectors in the market. I didn't jump, I didn't buy, but I got interested. I got my appetite whetted. I thought, you know, maybe there's something to this. With interest rates at 1.82% on the 10-year, how can you resist either going out and buying a new home or maybe upgrading or something like that? And I thought maybe there was something to it. I saw some of the home builders building, breaking out. I saw Pulte Homes breaking out. And I saw the home building sector, XHB, breaking out. And I said, I'm going to keep my eye on this going forward. There may be an opportunity here in 2015. Well, that seemed to come to a screeching halt yesterday or Monday when Kaufman and Broad reported earnings, and they had a conference call that was part of turning a positive day in the market to a negative day real quickly. The guy at Kaufman and Broad must have not painted a very good picture for the home building sector right now. And so I would say that that little breath, that little bump that the home builders made is probably over for now until further notice. Oil continues to look for a bottom. It has definitely not found one yet. I showed a chart of that in my newsletter last week. It's still way too soon to nibble on these oil stocks. And lastly, well, there's a company, Express Scripts, that I wrote about in my book. That's a great stock, but they're pitting biotechs one against another. They did that with the hepatitis C drugs coming from Gilead and AbbVie, and that seems to be sending a few shockwaves through the biotech pharma industry. Will Express Scripts pit these drug makers one against another in other areas like cancer therapies, etc.? Something to watch going forward. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, triple digit down days seem to be the theme, or triple digit down and up day seem to be the theme. In other words, volatility seems to be the theme. You know, a lot of times January can be very volatile. There's a lot of cross currents. There's a lot of these big institutions that are reallocating money. They do a lot of window dressing midway, late in December, so it looks like they owned all the big winners in the market, and then they do a lot of selling, going back to the old mediocre stocks that they owned before they did the window dressing going on. And just reallocations, you know, they say, well, let's lower our exposure to this sector and let's raise our exposure by 2% to this sector. And hey, when these big institutions start moving money around, it's like elephants getting into a bathtub. It can really slosh the markets around pretty good. And I think you're seeing some of that right now. There's a lot of people that are nervous. We've been in a bull market now for 70 months, and obviously, you know, we were nervous 3 years ago. We were nervous 2 years ago. We were nervous last year, and we remain nervous. Any investor in the market, unless you're just one of these index guys that just sits back and doesn't worry about the headlines on a daily basis, you're probably not nervous. But you got to be nervous when, like, 2008 comes along. But a lot of investors are nervous and jumpy. They're wondering what this big drop in oil really means. I mean, this is a crash. We have had a crash in oil stocks, in the oil sector, and in the commodity oil. I note that Jamie Dimon, what he had to say about it, he says, I don't know why everybody's so excited about the drop in commodity prices and the movement in commodity prices. He says they've been moving drastically all of my life, which they do. Commodities are very, very volatile. And I've been saying for the last several years to avoid the commodity stocks, not the energy stocks. I did own them up until the summer of last year when I didn't like the action that I saw in the stocks. I didn't like the relative strength that was dropping. I didn't like the technical pictures. And even though the fundamentals seemed to be good, see, there's a case where if you went on fundamentals only, you'd say, gosh, these oil stocks are cheap here. But there was something wrong, you know. Obviously, the technicians and the people in on the know knew that those fundamentals weren't accurate, that the fundamentals were going to start going down on these stocks. I adjusted my target prices on many oil stocks yesterday. And I would say almost all of the ones I adjusted were at least cut in half or more. But I sold them a long time ago, back in August of last year, because of deteriorating relative strength performance and because of deteriorating technicals, the picture that stocks draw on a daily basis. Now the fundamentals are being drastically... See, the market knew that, the stocks knew that, the investors knew that, the technicians knew that there would be a drastic adjustment to the fundamentals, and they're starting to come in now, and we're seeing the new earnings estimates, and we still don't know. I'm sure these analysts still don't know what to base their numbers on. What price oil do they plug into their assumptions? So, again, an area of the market to be avoided. And that's all playing in and bringing about this volatility. I also think that the movement in the bond market, what's this mean? 1.83 on the 10-year, does the bond market know something? Well, as we said as recently as this past weekend, the market still remains intact from a fundamental point of view, from a technical point of view, and from a relative strength performance point of view. And yes, there's been some good news this week. There's been some bad news this week. We shake it all together and we weigh it all every weekend, and I report back to you. You could get my weekly newsletter by going to my website, pwstreet.com. And in the meantime, what do we do our best to do to stay in the best areas of the market? The areas of the market that are flourishing. And the stock that I want to feature here first today is a company that I own, and I believe I own it in my dividend, my growth and income account, because it pays a dividend, a little bit of a dividend. I think I own it, I have to look if it's in the conservative growth or in the growth and income. It might even be in both. The name of the company is McKesson, out of the Bay Area, San Francisco, California. They distribute ethical drugs, health and beauty care products, and medical supplies and equipment to pharmacies and hospitals. Well, that's a good business to be in these days. The medical sector continues to be one of the leading sectors in the market. The healthcare sector continues to be one of the leading sectors in the market. The drug sector continues to be in the one of the leading areas of the market. The consumer staples continue to be one of the leading areas of the market, and this stock takes in all of those. It has drugs, it has consumer products, it has medical supplies. It's in one of the best areas that is flourishing right now. It's a $50 billion company. Pays a little dividend. It pays a 0.5%. Okay, so take your pick. You can get 1.83 on the U.S. Treasury for the next 10 years. Or you can buy dividend-paying stocks like this. This one pays a 0.5%. But you have the potential for capital appreciation on that 0.5% dividend. You have the potential for growth and income. Over the last 10 years, that combination of growth and income at McKesson has delivered to investors 17.5% per year. That's the average. If you take the price of the stock 10 years ago and where it's at today, apply a compound annual growth formula, and that's what you get, 17.5. Over the last 3 years, oh, and by the way, that's triple of what the S&P 500 has done. Over the last 3 years, McKesson has delivered 34.5% per year, while the market's delivered 16. It's doubled their returns of the market. And over the last 12 months, McKesson's up 30%, while the market's up 11. So you can see that this is an area of the economy, a slice of our economy that continues to flourish. This medical and drug and consumer staple sector. McKesson, let me take a look here. McKesson also is reasonably priced right now. You know me, I like value and I like performance. We've already proven that the performance has been quite stellar on McKesson. Now let's take a look at the performance or the valuation. They're expected to make $12.66 next year in earnings. That's a chunk of change. $12.66 per share. How much is Amazon expected to make next year? I always pick on Amazon. They might make 83 cents, which is doubtful. McKesson's going to make $12.66. That's the estimates right now. And McKesson's been growing their earnings by 16% per year over the last 5 years. And that's where a lot of that performance in the stock comes from. Out of 3,945 stocks in my database, McKesson currently comes in at number 77. And it is a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back. I said the right thing, but I must have used the wrong line. Been on the right trail, but I must use the wrong car. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what's good for. I've been in the right place.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, what does this week's poor retail sales report mean for the market? It is surprising because, after all, most of us, including me, and I still am on the belief that the consumer is the biggest beneficiary of the drop in oil prices, but we should have seen a better retail sales print. You know, in my years of being a professional money manager, I've noticed a lot of reports that come along from time to time that tend to be just kind of a one-off, just out there, an anomaly that doesn't really fit into the norm. And that, so far, that's my belief on this retail sales report. The retail stocks have been a great place to be. The consumer stocks have been a great place to be, and I still think it's an area to be overweighted in. I would much rather own a retail stock than an oil and gas exploration company right now, which I have zero exposure to, which I got rid of last August and started beefing up. I noticed these consumer stocks starting to break out last fall. I started adding a few positions here and there, and we'll be looking at them individually today, but I don't really see this week's retail sales report being all that problematic, although we will take it into account. You never know. You know, you got to stay on top of these things. You just never know if there's some kind of signs of trouble out there, which we're watching for all the time. I believe in keeping my eye in the rearview mirror, looking ahead, because my job is twofold. One is to make money for my clients as best I can, and number two is to safeguard and protect, and sometimes that's a very fine line to walk. But suffice it to say, for the last almost 6 years now, I've been bullish on the market. I've looked at the economic reports on a daily basis. I've looked at the trends. I've looked at sectors. I've looked at indexes. I've looked at valuations. And as of last weekend, in my newsletter, I reported that we were still, the bull market still intact. But we will continue to watch this, obviously, on a weekly basis, because we know that no bull market lasts forever. And we know that bear markets can be very vicious, and we want to do everything that we can possibly do to prevent that big drop that the next bear market will bring. And we continue to be very, very vigilant. And one of the things that we continue to do is to stay on the sunny side of the street. I should have an article out here this week on MarketWatch about that exact strategy of being on the sunny side of the street of the oil and gas stocks and the drop in oil prices. There's definitely a big sunny side of the street, and there's a big dark side of the street. There's countries that benefit from low oil. There's countries that get hammered from low oil prices. There's sectors in the market that benefit from low oil, and there's sectors in the market that get hit heavily from low oil. Well, one of the sectors that's kind of immune from it all in this aging population, and this population that picked up a whole bunch of new people on the health insurance rolls over the last year since Obamacare came into effect, whether you're for it or against it, it's a fact of life. And there's a lot more people now out there that are using the resources of America's medical and healthcare sector, which represents about 20% of our economy. It's a bigger percentage of the economy than energy is, although energy is important and has probably been a big part of the job growth in America. The medical sector has also been a very favorable sector to be in. I want to talk next about a stock here in San Diego that I have owned off and on over the years. I currently do not own it. I watched it start to move about a month ago. And I had one bad experience in the stock several years ago. That's always made me reluctant to get back in. But I can't ignore what's taking place at ResMed right now. The stock symbol is RMD. Man, this is one of the strongest stocks in the entire market. And it's doubly frustrating for me because it is a company that I know a lot about. It is a company in my backyard. It is an $8.4 billion market cap company. And what is their specialty? What is their niche? It is sleep apnea. Sleep apnea, pretty much an epidemic from what I can hear, talking to doctors, talking to people. And ResMed develops medical equipment. I believe they make, what are these devices that fit over your face? I can't think of the name right now. They develop medical equipment to treat, diagnose, and manage sleep-disordered breathing, including obstructive sleep apnea. ResMed is in, I believe, the mid-cap, S&P mid-cap 400 index. I'm going to look that up here right now. Because I do believe, you know, in cherry-picking these indexes. Indexes have always got a lot of junk in them. I would rather eliminate the junk and try to focus on the premier stocks in an index. Cherry-picking is what I call. And I believe ResMed right now is one of the cherries in the index that it represents. There it is. ResMed is in the... I can't see it right now. I'm sure it's in one of the indexes. I want to say the S&P 400. Anyways, RMD, again, an $8.4 billion company. Let's take a look here at the particulars over the years of ResMed because it has been a top performing stock. Again, $8.4 billion, which makes it a mid-cap U.S. stock. That's been a good area of the market, one of the leading indexes in the world, the U.S. Mid-Cap Index. ResMed has put up some big numbers over the years. Over the last 10 years, ResMed has basically returned, tripled the returns of the market. Over the last 5 years, it's delivered about 20% per year to investors. And over the last 3 years, about 35%. Now, when I rank ResMed against all of the other stocks out there in the market, not just its index, not just its sector, the medical sector, but all of the stocks in my database, it gets a performance grade of A-. It gets a momentum grade right now of A. This is one of the strongest stocks in the entire market. What's going on at ResMed? Let's take a look. The stock was up 22% last year. 2013 it was up 15%, and 2012 it was up 65%, and so far this year it's up 7% while the market's down 1%. You know, ResMed kind of just tracked its way sideways for about 6 or 7 months, and then I saw a breakout in the stock late last year. Now, if we take a look at the valuation of ResMed, RMD, here's what we find. We find a stock that's expected to make $2.88 in earnings. You know, their earnings have been doubling about every 4 or 5 years. And all things being equal, a stock that's doubling their earnings every 4 or 5 years should also be doubling their stock price every 4 or 5 years, and ResMed has been following along in that course. They've been doubling people's money about every 4 or 5 years. It's not one of these 100% growers, but it's been a steady grower at about 18% per year. If I take ResMed's $2.88 in earnings next year, which is the expectations right now, and continue to grow those earnings by 12-13%, something like that, over the next 5 years, I come up with the target price that's close to $100 5 years from now, and the stock's currently trading at $59.95. today only, $59.95. Out of the 3,945 stocks in my database, ResMed currently comes in at number 124. It's a stock that I started sending out tweets back on December 18th of last year. I said, very nice breakout on San Diego's ResMed today. It's behaving like a stock that may be in play, maybe. Who knows? And I also disclosed that I had no position. I've also sent out two tweets since then about how the stock continues to break out. That's another way that you can follow along during the day live. I sent out two tweets yesterday. I couldn't find anything that excited me about the market. When I get done here with the show, I'll be going through my database of 4,000, scrolling through it, and if I see something that makes my eyeballs pop out, I'll send out a tweet. You can follow me on Twitter at Bill Gunderson or on StockTwits at Bill Gunderson, where I have thousands of followers. ResMed currently qualifies as the best stock now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. What are some of the best resources out there for following the market? You know, there's a lot of bad ones. I can tell you that. There's a lot of stinkers. Social media is kind of a new way to follow the market. There's always been communities of investors that chat with one another. I can remember when it was the message boards. I can remember when Yahoo Finance was kind of a place where people hung out, or Microsoft, and the message boards. If you went to a stock, for instance, like let's just take ResMed, which we just featured, not recommending it in any way, but just giving it as an example of a stock that's flourishing in today's environment, in today's economy, in today's market. You could go to the message boards and sometimes find insight, things you didn't know. Like, okay, let's say you wake up one morning and the stock's down 10%. And the first question you ask is, why? Why is it down 10%? Well, the first thing you do is you check the headlines to see if there's a reason. And usually there's something behind it. Usually there's almost always a reason, whether it's a downgrade from an analyst, whether it's a warning from the company itself, whether it's a competitor coming up. I know this past week, a stock that I don't own and have no interest in owning, GoPro, was having a big, big down day. And because the reason was is that there was fear that Apple may step into that space and start producing. You know, and I've always said it's not going to be that hard for somebody to do knockoffs and make them a lot cheaper in China or Korea or wherever of these GoPros. So there was competition that came along. If it's a biotech stock, maybe there's a headline that their drug candidate doesn't work any better than the placebo. That's never good when the placebo performs better than the new proposed drug. Just take the placebo, right? But anyways, there's usually a headline. Other times, however, you have to dig a little bit deeper. And I am on social media. I am on Twitter at Bill Gunderson. I don't really watch the Twitter feed during the day. Some people really watch the Twitter feed during the day. I send out more than I receive, or more than I, you know, look for ideas and whatnot. But when I see something that really stands out to me, I'll just send a quick tweet saying, hey, look at this stock breaking out. And by the way, it's number 100 in my Best Stocks Now app. And I'm here every single day. I have thousands of followers on Twitter that I guess, you know, want to know what I'm observing in the market on a daily basis. And when I'm looking for answers, I'll go to Twitter or to Stock Twits. Stock Twits is an interesting concept. Howard Lindzen is a San Diegan, lives here in San Diego. I've actually been out lobster fishing with Howard, of all things. I was afraid he was going to fall overboard because the whole time, lobsters are nocturnal. Lobsters don't crawl around in the daytime because everybody wants the poor lobsters. Everybody's a predator to a lobster, from a sheep's head fish to a seal. To Howard Lindzen and Bill Gunderson. So you got to go out at night for lobsters. And Howard's looking into his iPhone the whole time, responding to tweets. I had to warn him, don't step overboard, Howard. That water's cold, you know, out there. We got a few lobsters that night. But anyways, he was one of the guys behind Stock Twits, which is the stock market version of Twitter. But when I send out a tweet on Stock Twits, it also goes out on Twitter. The Twitter community includes everybody. Politics, breaking news. I see my stepdaughter sending out a tweet right now. She's up in icy cold Rexburg, Idaho right now. So it's kind of fun to stay connected. You can watch Donald Trump or LeBron James, or whoever you want to follow on Twitter, and when they send out a tweet, you'll be in on it, what they're sending out. Stock Twits, on the other hand, is pretty much, 100% stock-related. And it's a community of people across America or across the world. I get responses from all over the world on Stock Twits. Beirut, Lebanon. Frankfurt, Germany. The Philippines, Moscow. It's crazy. People that are New Zealand, people that are out there trading stocks. And they're also sending out tweets, whatever it is, on Stock Twits. And so social media can be a useful way of following the market and a lot of times getting insight. Yesterday or earlier this week, when the market had the big turnaround, it was up 250, and just like that it melted, like the snow cone melting at Disneyland, and it was a mess on the ground, and it was down 150. Oh, my snow cone melted, mommy. And I looked for an answer. What in the heck? And I found very quickly that there was a couple of things going on. There was a press conference by Kaufman and Broad talking about the housing industry that didn't paint a very solid picture. So there went that thesis out the window. I was thinking that maybe the housing industry was going to make a comeback here in 2015, but that got snuffed out very quickly. And I also found out that they're worried that Europe won't be able to do the QE, quantitative easing, that they want to do. And we found out that that's not true. The courts upheld their ability to do QE. So, Stock Twits, social media, it's all useful. It's all part of trying to become as knowledgeable as you possibly can on why a stock's doing this, or being alerted to a stock that all of a sudden something good is going on, there's a catalyst there. So I do use social media mostly to send out, but at other times I do look, and some people will sometimes send me a direct message with a question during the day, which if you follow me, you can do that. They direct message me, hey, Bill, what's up with this stock you talked about a month ago, huh? Pal, I'm going to come out there and break your nose. Anyways, I tell them. I say, well, here's why it's happening. Or if it's a good thing, I tell them why it's happening. So you might want to look into Stock Twits or Twitter to help you with your stock investing. Now, on a weekly basis, my tweets that I send out are on my website every day at pwstreet.com. They're also on my app, beststocksnowapp.com. You can get the newsletter coming to you weekly, pwstreet.com. And if you just say, you know what, I wouldn't mind having this guy manage my money, 855-611-BEST. We'd be happy to talk to you, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.